Good old Kermit. I'll tell you, that's why we quote all over the place, because wisdom can come from everywhere, you know. So we're going to put Kermit on the pedestal today. It was interesting, though, as you started the song, you go, wait a minute, did I transpose this right? Because I'm about to sing something, I could get myself in a lot of trouble, right? If you got it in the wrong key. So I think, you know, we all have like a voice to our lives, and we can get ourselves into trouble when we don't find the one that, where it's really like easy to sing that song. So, you know, like we were singing, it's like I thought, she's right where she needs to be, where her voice is very, very powerful. And I think that's true of our lives too. It's like being right where we need to be, singing our own lives where we're very powerful. And we do that when we move into integrity. And integrity is not something that somebody looks at from the outside and says, oh, that person really lives in integrity. It's really something that we live within ourselves. And it doesn't matter if somebody else notices that you live in integrity or not. It's whether you are living in integrity. So as we move through life, exploring who we are on this adventure called our life, we're going to encounter others that are singing a lot of different melodies that make sense for them, but do not make any sense for us. And so what you end up with is disharmony when that happens. If you can respect where they're at, you will find that the sound of their story can actually complement your story, which seems hard to believe. But we live in a place where we can ask all the questions and be exactly where we need to be in the moment. And that means we have to allow that for everybody everywhere, to live where they believe it is true for them in the moment. And then decide for ourselves, does this fit for me? And as we move along in this evolution, because think of how many times you've said, I would never do that. How many times have you done that thing you said you would never do, right? Or I can never see myself ever doing that. It's almost as if you set something in motion, which is called karma, to be on the other side of it and say, oh my gosh, I can see now how that person got into that position or why that happened. And now I can have compassion for them and I can move out of judgment. So as we judge others and we think, we just can't understand how they could approach anything that way, we don't realize we're actually kind of looking into a mirror, and it's going to reflect back to us the very thing we judged. As we're about to do something on this journey, as we move into integrity, means we're going to start sinking down into the soul story of who we are, the real story of who we are. And before we do anything, we're going to give ourselves time to stop and say, what is my motivation for doing this? To give ourselves a moment and say, why am I really doing this? And is the reason I'm doing it in alignment with my soul, or is it out of fear? Is it out of my personality? Is it out of my social self? Am I trying to get even? Am I trying to hurt? Why am I doing it? Am I trying to win? Am I trying to make myself look better, feel better? Why am I doing it? When we're operating out of integrity, we're not asking ourselves the questions of taking something from somebody else. It's like, how can I sink down into my own power and know that whatever this is, it's unfolding perfectly? That I don't need everybody to agree with me and believe what I believe. That I can just allow others to be who they are. Because I think that is the greatest gift we can give one another, is to allow a person to be who they are. That's it. And they're going to evolve and they're going to change. But in the moment, who they are is who they are. And our conflicts arise when our personality says, you need to be different. You need to be different for me. And then we end up with a lot of struggle. Instead, we could say, I understand where you're coming from. Meaning, I understand, given all that you've been through in this experience, how you came to that conclusion. I totally get it. I understand it. It doesn't mean that I have to change who I am so that you feel better, and you don't have to change who you are so I feel better. But if you want to have the adventure of a lifetime, you can't keep factoring in everybody else. You can't keep factoring in whether this is going to please somebody else. Because at the end of this ride, all that's going to matter is, did you find yourself here? Did you get to know who you were? Did you understand what was expressing through you? And that's all you need to know. And saying, well, gosh, you know, I really never explored who I was. I always became what I thought would make everybody else happy. Or I never got to explore who I was because I made money so important in my life that I really never became and followed my dreams. I never followed my rainbow. I never found out whether there was support for who I am. When you look at the stories of people that you meet, that you say, oh my gosh, they're so authentic, they're so real, they're just like, wow, I want to be more like that. When you look at their stories, you'll see that they had conflicts. They had to like move beyond a barrier of what others thought they should be like to be who they really are. I remember Emmett Fox when I was reading the story about his life, and he was a very popular New Thought minister who packed thousands and thousands of people into these places in Chicago. They had to use the auditoriums and hotels and things like that because they just had to keep increasing because it was getting so big. But not one member of his family ever came to hear him talk. They didn't understand why he was doing what he was doing because there were already so many churches. Why are you doing what you're doing? But it didn't bother him. He didn't need them to come and support him. And when Ellen DeGeneres came out, she lost her TV show, she lost her money, she lost her career, she lost everything. Only to find out that there was even more support coming behind it. She could only go so far being what everybody else wanted her to be. When you look at anybody who has integrity in their lives, they move from an inner strength, knowing what is theirs to do, and doing it. They allow themselves to fully blossom into what they were intended to be. And if you're still here, you're still blossoming. And when you allow others to be who they are and accept them, they can open their mind to other possibilities. When you tell them what they need to believe, they will completely shut down. True of all of us, right? That little 2-year-old is still in us and will balk if somebody tells them what to do. Even if they would like to do it, they'll say no. If it wasn't something that originally thought they wanted to do. So we give everybody freedom of thought. And we give ourselves freedom of being who we are. So I love the quotes where nothing can bring you peace but yourself. Nothing can bring you peace but the triumph of principles. When we start moving into alignment with our soul, we start to realize, oh my gosh, there's actually laws, there's actually principles that are here to support me just like gravity is here to support me. I'm not going to argue with that. I'm not going to argue with these principles. How do I find out that there are principles? Is when I move out of alignment with who I am, I get wake-up calls. Just as if, and you have this experience all the time, I'm sure, you're driving and you decide you're going to glance down at the phone that just rang. And maybe when you come to the stop, you pick up the phone. And without realizing it, you drive and you're still on the phone or you're texting. And you look up all of a sudden and a car stops right in front of you and you go, oh my gosh, I was so distracted, I almost ran into the back of the car. I was so distracted by life, I needed a wake-up call to tell me to get focused again on who and what I really am. If we don't pay attention to that, then we are still living out of integrity, and the next wake-up call will be much louder. We actually run into the car in front of us, right? Oh my gosh, I will never do that again. I will never do that again. I will always stay in the moment. Truth of the matter is, it's very hard for us to always stay in the moment, right? It's very easy to get lost. It's very easy to lose track of who and what we really are. What if the person who we think is our nemesis, we think is the enemy, is really our wake-up call? What if when we get lost in who we really are, something comes up to remind us to get out of the small story and jump back into all that is? And we begin to see them as, thank you for telling me to look up all of a sudden. Thank you. So living in integrity means we really are allowing ourselves to be who and what we are. We're not factoring in anybody else in our decisions about how we live our lives. That is totally counter to what we were taught. When we do that, we love ourselves more. And when we do that, we love others more. Ironically, when we do what we don't want to do, we're upset with ourselves and we're passive aggressive with others. So living in integrity makes us live in our own power and allows more of who we are to come into the world. It actually blesses others when we are true to who we are. Money is a wonderful thing, but it's possible to pay too high a price for it. That's very true, right? So if your motivation is money, you can pay too high a price, and the higher price that is called is your life. Your authentic self is the thing that we can spend too much on. My favorite question on here, what are you accepting that would not be a part of your ideal day? It's a very good question to ask ourselves. What am I accepting right now that would not be my ideal situation? You guys are all living in alignment so much, that question doesn't even apply. But this is recorded, and this is for other people. Okay? And Barbara DeAngelis says, living with integrity means not settling for less than what you know you deserve in your relationships, asking for what you want and need, speaking your truth, even though it might create conflict. Believing in ways that are in harmony with your personal values, making choices based on what you believe and not what others believe, even though it's going to create conflict. It doesn't mean you get into an argument and you're creating conflict. It's just when they find out who and what you are, it might create conflict for them. But a true conflict requires both people to be involved in it. What happens when somebody's arguing about who you are and that they don't appreciate it and you don't engage? What can happen? Nothing. What happens if you're loving and you say, I understand where you're coming from. I respect who you are. How do you argue with that? What are you going to do with it? There's nothing. So living in integrity, we will learn to really trust ourselves, we'll sink down into who we are, we'll do what it is we love, and we will not glom onto others. Part of this journey is understanding it is your individual journey. When we need somebody else's approval or somebody else to be happy in our own lives, we will never be happy. When we need it from another person, we will never receive it. When we allow others to be exactly who they are, and for some people, because it's too strong of a difference, we may have to step away for a while. We may have to step away for a lifetime. It just depends on, are you in your peaceful place? Are you out of peace when you're with them? When we live in our own point of power, we find our peace. We're strong. We can handle a lot. We can handle other people not being happy. We can find other things to talk about. We become creative. We find other bonding agents. There's lots to talk about other than your issue. Somebody came to the concert the other night, and right away they wanted to know, well, is this based on Jesus? I said, it's based on Jesus and a lot of other people too. Lots of Kermit the Frog. And all kinds of people, okay? I said, it's based more in spirit and God. Not that we don't quote from the Bible. It's not that. Instead, we find that it actually supports exactly what we're talking about. But it's one avenue. But I knew it was important to the person because where they're coming from, that is important. So I gave them permission. They said they'd like to come sometime. I said, fine, come. You can give me the thumbs down and walk out in the middle of the service. That's your prerogative. Because we always say whoever's supposed to be here is going to be here. So it's either going to resonate or it's not. It may completely resonate with the person. It may not. But we always want to give permission to everybody, if this is not a good fit for you, to go. If this is not a good fit for you, when you read the affirmation, it's like, no, I'm not ready to talk about that yet. That's why we say, if it resonates with you, then say it. But do not parrot. Do not say words that are not yours, because that's outside of integrity. Do not say it because somebody else said it. Say it because you found it in your own life to be true. That's integrity. To understand that, at first we do see the outer picture, and all of us find within us a stronger, deeper connection than this Spielberg film we're in. There's so much more going on, so many hidden messages that we are so supported if we choose to say we are. If we choose to recognize that we're beautiful, we will be supported in that. But if we choose to believe we're victims, we will find that that is the case. When I just went on this trip, we went crazy walking around 4 or 5 hours, up and down steps, up and down hills, everything, after many hours of jet lag and everything. And the next morning, or maybe it was one evening, I came home and my ankles were so swollen and my feet were so swollen. I was like, oh my God. And I had a big red rash on. I was like, oh my gosh, what is this? What is this? This is my life now. This is me. But instantly, I told myself, I don't know what this is about, but whatever it is, it's going to unfold me to my good. I know I'm supported. I have to always go back to that. I know it. I've had so much support in my life. We had musicians here on Friday night that we should never be able to afford to have here. People like this, we should never have in our lives, but they're here. And it's wonderful. So I told myself, I don't know what this is about, but somehow, I don't know how swollen ankles and feet lead you to your good, but I'm going to stumble over there with a big rash on my leg and buy some cortisone cream, okay? So I go into a pharmacia, and I walk in, and I notice on this particular one, even though we passed many, it says, the doctor's in. I thought, they have doctors here? Because I was thinking, you know, how do I go to find a doctor and find out what this is? And so I go into this place, and there's a man there and a woman behind the counter. And I pull up my pant leg and show it to him. Circulation. That's what it is. Just like that. Circulation. Take this. Here's this cream. I mean, it was like ointment. I took it. She's going, oh, you put it on your leg and just pull up, pull up. And so I did that. And I noticed it got better. And I did it several times. And it really started going away. And I thought, well, that's kind of nice. I mean, it's the only doctor I've ever run into in one of these places. And there he was just then. The next day went by, no doctor. Just in that moment, that doctor happened to be in there. I was looking at all of these everyday sections that Pat gives me with all the crossword puzzles in it. I took probably about 24, 30 of these on the trip so that Todd and I could like chill out at night and just do crossword puzzles. Gotten down to the last two pieces of paper. We had used up everything. I'm just looking for anything to read, anything. I find an article, a column, about swollen ankles and feet in a rash when you travel. And my son's in the bathroom. You're not going to believe what I just found. He goes, Mom, is it an article about ankles and swelling? I said, yes. He goes, why am I not surprised? We went to dinner the next day, and this woman is sitting next to us. She goes, I've never had this happen before. All of a sudden, my ankles swelled up, and I got a big rash. I've traveled many times in my life. I've never run into anything like that. But as soon as we move back into principle, as soon as we tell ourselves the good story, we now have it available to us. We have the support that we need. How do we find out? We try it. We say to ourselves, I don't know how this could possibly bring me to my good, but I know it's going to. And if nothing else, it showed me that if you ask for it, if you declare it for yourself, it shows up. And you get the right ointment, and you get the article that lets you know, because just the ointment alone didn't tell me. I thought this was a lifetime of this ointment that they did not sell in the United States, so I bought like four packs of it. But the article told me, no, this is just because you stood in line too long and walked too much and you didn't sleep and you sat too much and you've been up for 24 hours and you got lost in Rome. This is what it's about. That's all. It's going to go away. And so the article made me feel better, and the woman made me feel better because hers went away. So when we get on a train of thought of our personality, we can get so distracted and get so caught up in fear that we say, this is it. We start declaring things for ourselves, when in reality, everything is flexible. Everything is malleable. It's just waiting for your thoughts to land upon it. And what are you going to say to yourself? I was talking to somebody the other day who's been studying this for years. And he said, my whole life I've been victimized by others. I thought, wow. That's what you're going to say after studying this for all these years? So be it. I have no control over that. So be it. Just because somebody studied something for a long time doesn't mean anything. It's in this powerful present moment that you declare something for your situation, that you move into spiritual integrity, that you move into your truth. Your truth being that there is way more here than meets the eye. That there is power here. We call it freedom of expression, free will. But it means, what thoughts are you going to think about this? What is my motivation for thinking that thought? My motivation for doing what I'm about to do? To understand that we can do more without doing anything other than what we're thinking and saying to ourselves right here. It's powerful. And every time you try it, you find something, but it's so hard to trust because you can't see it, or because you so believe that column is a coincidence. But another part of you says, really? Come on. Is it possible that in the distraction of wanting to be busy and be as exuberant as my son, and I was so afraid that I was going to ruin his trip because my knee was kind of bothering me before I left, that I actually created something, that this was a distraction, a wake-up call to get back into my truth? I will take swollen ankles and a rash any day to find out the support I found out on the trip. It was a gift. It led me to my good. It reinforced what I already was learning to believe. Allow ourselves to be taught. Allow ourselves to have the conversation. Allow ourselves to catch ourselves and come up with a more empowering, supportive story for whatever we're going through, whatever it is. There are two stories going on. One is a victim, and one says, I know I'm supported, and I'm being moved along, and it's there for me. We're always straddling those two stories, like Kelly straddling the Cubs and the Cardinals. The people listening to this are going, what the heck are you talking about? I have no idea. So anyway, living in integrity is something that I think is so important. It's something that's so doable. It's something that will make your life take off when you just allow yourself to be who you really are. Thank you very much.